Pirates hurler Jamison Tyone is staked to a 3-0 lead against the Yankees Saturday, but the right-hander finds himself in trouble in the sixth.
High drive, left field, going back, Polanco, track, wall, see ya! A 3-run home run for Castro, and the Yankees have tied the game. Line to right field, that is going to Duncan for a base hit, and it gets past Jaso. Judge scores. Here comes Bird. He'll score. Romine's at third. They'll stop him there. It's a double for Torres, and the Yankees lead 5-3. Here's Austin Romine. Grounds one to second. Frazier boots it. Boy, that has been the Bermuda Triangle in these two games.
Carter looking for his first pinch hit of the season.
High drive, left field. That ball is gone. See ya. A long pinch hit. 3-run home run for Chris Carter. And the Yankees lead 8-5. Oh, what a shot. 2-2 to Judge. Oh. There it goes. See ya. Oh, my. Put it to orbit. A long home run for Judge. Yankees lead 11-5.
And that would be your final from the Steel City. Aaron Judge goes 2-for-5 with home run number 6 on the season. Ronald Torres ties a career high with 4 hits in this game, and the Yankees have now won 10 of their last 12. The Yankees flex a major muscle in the Steel City. En route to the big win, Joe Girardi's club improves to 11-6 on the season.
Joe, I know Carter's been in the league for a while, but how difficult is it to step in there when you don't get consistent at-bats and contribute like he did this afternoon?
You know, it can really be tough. You know, I felt like, you know, his last few starts, he's been closer. He's been getting the ball in the air. I thought he'd had some really good swings. He's just missed some balls, and obviously today's hit is a huge hit for us. After we take the lead, they come back and tie it up, and he puts us ahead for good. It makes you feel like you're a big part of the team when you win a game like that for a team, and it can get a guy going. So, for him, it was big for him, and it was big for us.
457, do you agree with the measurement on that one?
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure I saw it land. I was looking at other things that, you know, sometimes these balls these guys hit so far, my eyes can't follow them that far. I mean, we talk about it all the time. His swing looks like it's easy, and the ball just keeps going. And a lot of times they look like they're pop-ups. And it just keeps going and going. He's got incredible power. He gets the ball in the air, and that's when he's really dangerous. Yeah, I think it's important that you do that whenever you can take advantage of situations. And some guys got some hits after. Hicks, you know, Headley, they just kept adding on. So that's always important. I think this team is explosive. I think we have the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and we can put up some quick runs. But I think it's a pretty resilient group. I think it's a group that really believes in each other and believes in themselves, and I think that really helps. I mean, I think it's your best chance for a strikeout, and you're looking for a strikeout. You know, fortunately, he got a pop-up that wasn't deep enough to score, and then he gets the next out. So really good job by Dellin.
Joe, just fine for Pineda. What did you think of him?
There was some really good stuff, and, you know, he made a couple mistakes that led to home run balls. And he gave up a hit to the pitcher, which led to the other run. But, I mean, overall, he was okay. He got out of some jams when he had to. He could have gave up some more runs. So, it was okay.
The Yankees combined for 13 hits in this one, but none were bigger than the pinch hit 3-run shot from Chris Carter in the eighth.
Yeah, I was just looking for something up in the zone, something I could drive and, try to get the barrel to it. Oh, it's definitely, I'm happy, I was able to come in, help the team, since in this role I'm in right now. So, I was happy to come through in the clutch situation that we needed. I know it's always difficult, but I'm adjusting to it kind of well. Just trying to find a time to get ready. Try to make sure you're staying loose and you're ready for any situation.
The Yankees will go for the series win on Sunday in Pittsburgh as rookie Jordan Montgomery takes the hill against former Yankee Ivan Nova.